So I will call this meeting to order March 2nd, 2023, Historic Site and Monument Commission meeting. Let's go ahead and if there is a motion to approve the February 2nd meeting minutes, Sean.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Sean. I make a motion to approve the minutes from the February 2nd Historic Sites and Monument Commission meeting.
Eileen, second.
And without objection, the meeting minutes for February 2nd are approved. So the only thing on the agenda today, of course, is the nominating committee discussions for chair, vice chair, and secretary. And we were just informed a day or two ago that the nomination for chair is resigning from the board. So that leaves us with the people present. So now there's, I mean, I guess she does have to go through what did you tell her to the county clerk, city clerk?
City, yeah.
Okay, so that's official. Mm-hmm. Okay, so she's officially resigned then. So do we want to begin discussion? And then we have a discussion about technical advisory committee, which in the 8 years I've been here, we've never done that before. So I'm interested in having that discussion. Sean?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Sean. I make a motion to have a brief 15 minute. I don't even think we need 15 minutes for the nominating committee to meet real quick and to come up with.
Well, I think this was just going to be a general discussion, right?
Yeah. I was just going to do, and then we can come back and say, hey, here are nominees for whatever off position.
Just to keep is that what you all want to do? I thought we were just going to have a general discussion, but I mean, if you want to do that, I feel like we should just discuss it on the record. I mean, it's either going to be, it can't be you. It's either Eileen, Lisa, or Catherine. Whoops. So can I be nominated for vice chair?
I think the nominations can still stand for you.
Oh,
and
is that
Lisa,
right? Okay.
So.
If I yeah, could, I'm not trying to like, oh, yeah. like grasp the hold on to power, but I would like to throw my name in for vice chair if that's at all possible, because I'm also working with, sorry, Sean.
Oh, sorry.
Let me just say, I'm working with the Cultural Affairs Commission on some public art ordinances and stuff. It'd be great to still retain the vice chair. Also, I'm happy to jump in if the chair is absent to conduct these meetings as well. So, sorry, Sean.
I was just going to say, so thank you, Mr. Chair. This is Sean. I was just going to say there was a rationale for why we didn't nominate you for vice chair, because the person who we nominated for vice chair couldn't be the role that the – Lisa, can I just go ahead and say it?
Yeah.
Okay. So, because Lisa can no longer serve as secretary, and so we needed and she didn't want to serve as chair. So, by default, we dropped you down to secretary, and that was where the whole thing came from.
I'm not offended. That's okay.
I'm not trying to offend you. I'm just not, I don't want to offend Lisa. I'm just kidding.
May I speak?
Yeah.
Is my mic on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that, Christopher, you are a wonderful chair.
Why, thank you.
And I think he would be a better vice chair than me as somebody to fill in.
Well, thank you.
Because I don't like public speaking.
And just to be clear, I mean, I say this at the last meeting, but if the chair isn't present, then the vice chair would conduct the meeting. So whoever is in the vice chair position would – well, so I've already said I'm willing to do that, but – so, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Do you want to discuss in private? Do you want to discuss in public? I don't care.
Discuss it in private. It has to be publicly. But
okay.
You do have one more term. Doesn't Chris have one more term? Because he served as chairman for two terms. And you can serve for three. So.
Oh.
What?
I must say two.
Members should serve for more than three successive terms.
Hey. I know.
Unless there's something in the you changed it because mine say three.
Yeah,
it says no member shall serve more than two successive terms on the commission.
That's a term on the commission. That's a 5-year term on the commission.
Term of office.
Which one are you on? Your first term, Sean?
I'm on my second term. I think I'm in my like 8th year now.
You got 2 more years.
Yeah.
I'm on my infinity term.
For more than 3 successive terms in the same office, so he can serve another year.
He can do it again. He can do it again.
Well, so you could because.
You can serve for another year.
You could serve another.
Cool, y'all want to do that?
Yeah. I thought.
Apologies, I thought you were on your third year.
Yeah, that's okay.
No, this is my second as chair. Okay. I was vice chair for 2 years, I believe, and this is my second year as chair. I'm definitely not on the 3rd year as chair.
All right, so it looks like that can stand then.
Okay. Well, I'm happy to hold on to the reins of power here. We can figure out a vice chair and a secretary now.
I would still, if you would like me to be vice chair, I would still do it.
Okay. Does that suit everyone?
Sure.
And as far as secretary, Eileen or Catherine?
Eileen's looking at me.
I nominate.
You're both looking
Catherine.
At each other.
I'll do it.
Okay.
Sure.
Does that suit everyone? Okay, so what's the formal process here to elect? Someone makes a motion and a
second.
Someone
makes a motion to nominate each individual person.
So. Sean, go for it.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is Sean. I make a motion to nominate Christopher as chair, Lisa as vice chair, and Dr. Catherine, right? Yeah. As secretary.
And is there a second?
I second, Eileen.
So the motion and second it is to, for myself, Christopher Monroe for chair, Lisa Watson as vice chair, and Dr. Catherine Hostelman for secretary. And we'll, now, are they allowed to vote for themselves?
Yes, they can vote for
okay,
themselves.
Okay, so how do you vote? They're just voting on the motion.
Voting on the motion, yes.
Yeah. So how do you vote?
It's already been seconded.
It's been seconded, yeah.
I vote yes.
Lisa.
I vote yes. This is Lisa.
Eileen, yes.
This is Sean, yes.
All right. Glad we could take care of that. Thank you, Pam, for your advice.
All right. And then y'all will have to actually vote on the election next month as per the bylaws.
Again?
So y'all voted to nominate
these
roles, and then next month you would vote.
So
officially
okay.
to elect,
fine.
Yeah.
Got it. Cool. I have a question. I'm sorry, Lisa, did you?
No, I do like that this is all at the same time because the last time it was like
yeah, it was
6
different,
months
staggered.
In. And as secretary, I was trying to keep track of that. But now this is much easier.
We're all on the same page now. And so there is an open seat now on this commission. So if anyone knows someone who is interested and interested is the optimal word, not just available, but interested, tell them to get in touch with the city clerk. Sean, I have one question. Sean, you are, what is the term, or maybe this is a Pam question. What is the situation with your ex officio seat? Are you still?
The situation is I'm awesome. No, I'm just kidding.
As far as terms
so,
and stuff.
So, the Park and Tree Commission elects a chair every year, and I was just nominated and re-elected in December, I think it was, for January, and January 2023 is my 9th and final year on the Park and Tree Commission.
Okay, so you have another
so
year
theoretically,
here.
I could also apply on.
Oh yeah.
To be a permanent member.
If we don't have somebody.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so you'll have another year here at least.
It's interesting. Yes.
Okay. Okay, great. On to the second item of business: technical advisory committee discussion regarding an upcoming application. And like I said, I don't think we've ever implemented this since I've been on this commission. So. Mm.
Yeah, it looks like maybe 2010 was the last time.
Wow.
So that's why we just wanted to kind of bring it up and kind of have the conversation with the group because there is a potential application coming in. It's for a monument. It's a fountain project, so not your typical like statue, but it's still a monument dedicated to somebody who you know, played an instrumental role in the Ardsley Park area. So there's a group that wants to put that together. But before that process happens, one of the potential things that you all would, the committee would decide is if you wanted to enact the technical advisory committee. And since that hasn't been, I don't think probably over a decade.
Yeah.
That was just a conversation we thought we'd discuss. And this, the bullet points kind of go over who would be on that committee to just kind of advise, because the first part of the monuments application is going to be about the design. And then that would be a time that they could advise on it if you all felt that was necessary.
So it would basically be like telling all these people, oh, by the way, you, do you know you still have this other responsibility that you've never done before? Sean,
yes.
Excuse me. Sean.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have two questions. One, is it possible to change the title of the very first member? Because Greenscapes Department does not exist anymore. It's now back to Park and Tree Department. I know that we update the master plan like once a year, but I know that's technical. But the second one is, because it's a fountain, that's why we're being asked to have a technical or the technical advisory committee, or is there a, is it a potential controversial fountain?
It does not appear there's any controversy, but just because of the monuments process, which here's the kind of flow chart where it's kind of shows it's just kind of, it's not required, but can be advisable to enact the committee. But yeah, it's not, in theory, sure, it could be for something controversial just to give a variety of input, but this particular project doesn't appear to be in that realm.
Can you scroll back up?
So the, I'm sorry, I have a question. Was that all, Sean? So the technical advisory committee, I have read through this section. I don't really remember because we've never done this. But so there, that committee is activated by us or by the petitioner by request?
It says by us.
By HSMC, yep.
Okay. So I guess the question is, do we want that? I would have a second question after that. It says a professor of art from Georgia Southern and a professor of history from Savannah State. How do we determine those individuals? Just like roll the dice, or we request somebody specific, or no one's ever done this.
Yeah, I mean,
we're in an uncharted territory. Well, I guess yep. The first question is, do we feel this is a necessary, do we feel this technical advisory committee would be necessary?
I personally, I would be more concerned with the water infrastructure to a fountain than getting the opinion from.
Well, I mean, does staff have an opinion? Do you all have an opinion on whether or not we should use this committee, or?
I don't know if agnostic? We can have a say on it, but.
Are we allowed to ask that?
Well, what the bylaws say is that you shall have a standing technical advisory committee. So we're supposed to have one.
Okay.
So we might as well appoint it, and then you can determine if you want to use it. Well, it says shall provide a technical review.
Okay.
That was mandatory.
But I mean, I guess what are the circumstances that
it says the technical advisory committee shall provide a technical review of a proposed monument marker or work of art, and it shall provide recommendations as to the appropriateness of the theme, location, and the aesthetic quality of the proposed monument marker or work of art to the commission.
But I mean, that could apply to anything, really. I mean, we've never done that, so, right? Sean?
My personal opinion is because it's a fountain monument, I know that that sounds weird, but.
Yeah, I mean, that does sound weird.
Oh, thank you. Because it's a mountain that, wow. Just,
mountain.
Yes, yeah. Because it's a mountain. Because it's a monument that is essentially a fountain, and I don't think, at least in my tenure on this commission, and Christopher, you said your tenure as well, and you have out-tenured me. So I think that it would be good to at least enlist the services of the technical advisory committee. It'd be interesting to see what they have to say, especially from what Lisa had mentioned previously. The water is kind of the big concern. I'm just thinking about everywhere around in Ardsley Park, assuming that that's what you that's the location of it, yeah, somewhere in Ardsley Park.
Kensington Park within.
Oh, it's in that. Kensington, yeah. Park?
Oh, so in the.
Is it which square is it proposed to go into?
I thought it was Kensington Park.
Because Kensington Park is over on the other side of Duran.
Like, Kavanaugh. That's what it was. Kavanaugh. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Got a lot of different things floating around up here.
Yeah, I think that it would be rather. Although I think that might technically be Chatham Crescent, but whatever, same thing. I think that in that situation, because it's Kavanaugh Park and because of the, I want to say, high visibility, not necessarily high traffic, I think it would be good to enlist the opinion and, for lack of a term, expertise of the technical advisory committee, especially because, going right back to what Lisa said, the water, right? That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking at this list, though. There's a lot. I mean, so there are some people who would know about that, but I mean, like the director of Telfair, the director of Georgia Historical Society, they don't have a special expertise in like water structures, but yeah, I mean, sure, why not? I mean, I also begs the question. I mean, my thought on this is that's a lot of directors of a lot of really important museums, and they're all going to be it's going to be a challenge to get them all together to do this, but I mean, that's not a reason not to do it.
I mean, we are the city of Savannah.
Yeah.
We're an important city.
This commission was founded at the state level.
Yep.
No less.
1949.
Not at the county level, so.
Yay
for us.
Do the members of this committee have to be together, or can they see the submittal online and make notes?
I'm honestly not sure how that would.
No one knows how any of this works.
Yeah.
Let's do it so we can like see how it works.
Yeah. I concur.
Sean.
Mr. Chairman, this is Sean. I make a motion for the Historic Site and Monument Commission to enlist the advice of the Technical Advisory Committee for this proposed monument/fountain.
So there's a motion on the floor to activate the technical advisory committee for the upcoming monument/fountain in Kavanaugh Park. Is there a second?
This is Catherine. I'll second.
So there's motion and seconded for to activate the technical advisory committee for the monument and fountain in Kavanaugh Park. Catherine, how do you vote?
I vote yes.
Lisa?
I vote yes.
Eileen, yes.
Sean, yes.
All right, the motion passes. We'll see how this goes.
All right. This is
good luck.
I mean, we don't do anything at this point, right? I mean, I guess we just, you know. Yeah.
Here.
I mean, I will say I am curious about, like, I mean, if there is, because it says a professor of art from Georgia Southern, a professor of history from Savannah State, a professor of building or visual arts from SCAD.
Technically, it's Georgia Southern Armstrong campus, so it's even more specific.
Yes. So, I mean, I'm just curious if that, I mean, yeah, I don't know.
I don't even know where we would start with that.
Start at the top of the list.
I can start with the very first one for you.
Well, that one I know. That one's easy.
I mean, yeah. You know who the director is of the cultural affairs and then the president. But for the professors, I would say what is it when they're ahead of the whole department?
Their department head.
The department head, I would start with them first, and that, and maybe they'll do it, hopefully.
I have a suggestion, too. If we're concerned about the technical aspects of the water feature, maybe find someone who has some expertise in that area or ask. I mean, if they're all just, I mean, no offense, but I don't think the director of Georgia Historical Society is going to have like technical expertise in that realm. But
go ahead, Eileen.
I wonder though if the what you call greenscapes department, if they would have easy access to get the water people.
Yeah,
they've already had a conversation with Park and Tree.
Yeah, I figured it'd have to go through them, right?
Greenscapes about the water.
Okay.
The only thing I was going to say, Christopher, is just to be there. It is. Remembering from the time that nobody likes to speak of, but from Hurricane Matthew, I think the Georgia Historical Society, depending as to how deep they have to dig, could be very interesting and would be very insightful, because I remember when all the trees were being uprooted because of Hurricane Matthew, they couldn't put anything back in some of the parks, like Forsyth Park was a prime one, because they had to do archaeological digs to get up all of the historical artifacts from it. So I know it doesn't seem like somebody from the Georgia Historical Society would be of any expertise, but in that particular aspect, it very well could be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I agree, Sean, especially since Ardsley Park is a historic neighborhood.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, thank you for suggesting this, because it seems appropriate. So, I mean, because who knows? I mean, it's very visible. That is a very active and engaged community. So if there's any issues, they'll definitely let us know. So, yeah, so we have our.
It's the neighborhood association president, I think, that's proposing, or not the president, the neighborhood association, but. That's the president we met with, I think.
Do we know who that – can you say who it is?
His name is Anderson, his last name.
It was a woman. Shoot, I've lost her name. Do you have her name?
Well, okay. Well, that's even better. So they're requesting, or they suggested it then? You're saying
– Oh, yeah. This.
Oh, okay.
No, not about the TAC. When we came Trish Lawrence –
Oh, okay.
Anybody know Trish Lawrence?
No.
She's not on virtually, is she? Is Trish Lawrence on virtually? Anybody on virtually? She is? Can we let her talk?
Oh, great.
Trish, we hear you're on virtually. Do you want to speak?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Oh, great. Thanks. We didn't know you were there. Go ahead.
I am. I'm Trish Lawrence, president of the Ardsley Park Chum Crescent Garden Club, and the proposed monument. Well, it's in conjunction with the Neighborhood Association, but we have the bulk of the funds for the fountain. So I think we'll probably be the main contributor to the funds for it. So, and we're dedicating it to Mrs. Shelby Myrick, who was founded our club, and this is our 50th year anniversary. And she, I'm familiar with the Myrick House. It's on Abercorn. That's right across the street from Kavanaugh. But Mrs. Myrick was very instrumental in the garden community. She had a publication in the Gateways or the Savannah newspaper for about 30 years. And she used to be the official city hostess with the Chamber of Commerce. She opened up her plantation, I think it's Wild Heron, out 17, I believe it is. To host the chamber events and the bar association, different things. So she was instrumental in getting Keep Georgia Beautiful with the state of Georgia. And she was president of the Georgia Garden Club in the 1950s. And she oversaw the planting of, well, she didn't plant 5,000 trees, but under her watch, it was very instrumental in getting that many trees planted within our green spaces. So with all that said, we did meet with Gordon Denny, our alderman, and we talked about we wanted to move the Cohen Fountain because it's just getting beat up where it is. And Gordon's the one that said, hey, why don't you think about putting your own fountain in? We're like, we can do that. And he said, yeah, let's look into it. So we would use the same vendor that does the maintenance on Forsyth Park Fountain, who also put the fountain in Lafayette Square, the three-tiered fountain that's green. We would not go below ground far because leaves would blow into it. So it would be like the Lafayette Fountain where it has a two-foot basin and then a fountain in the middle of that. So that's all that I know about it.
I'm glad you were here to explain. So that's great. We look forward to hearing the petition. We'll have an army of experts look over the petition before it comes before us, and we'll look forward to hearing from you again when the petition comes up.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Great. I guess that settles that.
Honoring a gardener.
Yeah. I guess that's all. Is there any new business or anything anyone else would like to bring up? So we will have the official election next month. Do we have any applications?
There's no applications.
So we will maybe not be next month. Oh, hi. We have a special guest today. Do you want to talk, Nick? We're finishing up.
Is it already done?
Yes.
Yep.
The technical advisory committee.
It has been activated.
Right.
It has been activated. By the way, we have never, I've been here for 10 years. She said, I think 2010 was the last time we activated the technical advisory committee. So
they
don't even know they have to do this, and we're going to let them know. There you go. Thanks for showing up, Nick. All right. Okay. That was great. We had such a quick meeting that we missed our alderperson. So we're not going to have a meeting next week or next month. Have they missed the deadline?
Yeah. So there's nothing for this deadline. If you want to meet to vote, as we were going to initially do for this month.
Let's not.
You can decide, but.
No, I'm going to miss next week.
I mean, because if we can't do this by Zoom, it's like, I don't want to drive all the way down here just to do that. And no offense, guys, but okay, everybody's on the same page with that. We'll do it is that okay, Pam? That's
next meeting we have.
Okay, I don't want to drive all the way down here just to do that. Okay, cool.
I think it's going to take us some time to start talking to these people.
Yeah, I mean, I would guess it's going to be a little while. I mean, they're all directors and stuff, so yeah. I mean, yeah. I wish you luck on that. That's a lot of people to talk to. Sorry.
Sorry, he said.
I mean, well, give it to someone else to start calling, and then when they get through to the right person, like, activate you.
You're funny.
Okay, well, then I guess you all will let us know when our next meeting is.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we will.
All right, well, if there's no new business.
Thank you.
Meeting adjourned.